Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's a tough kid.
All I gotta say is Portland can't say shit.
It's scintillating! It's sensational! It's Seattle Sounders FC Soccer!
Welcome to Sounders Scuttlebutt. I'm Aaron Lingley, and as always, joined by my buddy, your Alliance Council President, your Guerrilla FC President, and the Communications Director for the Independent Supporters Council, Cameron Collins. Cameron, how are you doing on this Wednesday evening?
What is up? I'm doing all right. I'm a little tired. I was, as some people know, I work for the Seattle Superhawks. Woo-hoo. And I was down with the GoPro running behind the players during plays, filming them. So it was fine when they were playing half court. But once they played full court, I discovered I cannot run off the court fast enough if they steal the ball and players will run into me, or I'll run into them and I'll have to like dive out of the way. So it was quite a wild night because of that. But yeah, it was kind of fun. My knees are angry now because I was like cutting behind the players and stuff with the GoPro. We had two out there today. It's the first time I've had a double GoPro crew, so it was super fun.
Oh, well, I guess no one really cares who that is, who the other person was except for
was
me.
Greg.
Okay, hi Greg. Well, that's awesome. Good exercise. Got your steps in.
Yeah, I did. Well, it was less steps than usual, but I was like actually jogging instead of just walking, so it was probably better for me.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you doing this Wednesday evening? You've had a long day of work, a long commute. We've had baseball rain delays today. We've had all sorts of stuff happening. So how are you feeling?
Well, I'm doing all right. Yeah. Traffic as usual. Long day of work as usual. Had to go to a hospitality event where you showcase your hotel kind of thing, which is usually pretty fun because it's different than your normal day-to-day 9-to-5 stuff, but a lot of rinse repeat, saying the same stuff to like 50 different people, so that's mentally taxing. So why don't we turn on a microphone and keep talking?
Yeah.
But
what about interesting stuff this time?
Yeah, and stuff I don't get paid for, so no, I had a good day. Good hump day. A couple of drink. What was great is you have an event with hospitality people and you always go for a couple of beers afterwards. So that's a good way to end the day. But here we are. Speaking of drinks, I as usual, I have an alcoholic beverage. I don't know if you do today or not. Do you?
Non-alcoholic. I'm not drinking much right now, but
Liquid Death.
Got a big old can of Liquid Death.
So do I, except it's not called Liquid Death. I have myself some Voodoo Ranger, and I've had this before, but I've forgotten if I like it or not. It is Voodoo Ranger Fruit Force Fruit Punch IPA. It's a good old 9.5er though. So basically in about 30 minutes, you'll start to realize when it hits me. Ooh, that is fruity. All right. I like it.
Good, good.
Put it in my little beer cozy here, and let's get the show on the road. We have some good scuttlebutt from our Discord listeners.
And we got some MLS scuttlebutt from the MLS news world. Hold on, here's my drink. Sponsor us, Liquid Death. Sponsor us. We love you.
Is it just like flavored water? Gross.
Yeah. This one is unflavored. I don't like their flavored waters, but they've expanded recently. They now have iced tea and peach iced tea and an Arnold Palmer and some other stuff. So they must be doing well.
Must be. Yes. So
should we start with the MLS news before we get to our listener-driven scuttlebutt?
Absolutely. What do you have that's going on in the world of Major League Soccer, soccer.com?
Well, former MLS player, former Malaga player, same guy, Sergio Contreras, known as Coque, has pleaded guilty to leading a gang of drug traffickers and accepted a 6-year prison sentence. So he's 40 years old. He played for the Houston Dynamo, Marseille, and Sporting Club Lisbon, I presume. He agreed to a plea deal at a court in Malaga. He was one of 17 defendants accused of buying large amounts of drugs that were smuggled in lorries into different European countries. So he made 7 appearances in the MLS for Houston in the 2011 season. And
7?
Yeah. Hmm. I remember him, though, because of his nickname, Coque. Sounds like that's what he, I don't know if that's what he was
saying. Yeah, kind of worked out for him. Kind
of fitting. So it's not every day that an MLS player goes to prison for being part of a drug cartel. At least not anymore.
Has it happened before?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's funny. I don't know.
At least not anymore.
The other big news is they just announced the top 50 world's most valuable soccer clubs.
Yeah, I did see that, and I was hoping I was gonna bring it up if you didn't. So
yeah, so there's
we're on there.
There are 10 different leagues that made the cut, and we had 18 teams in it, meaning MLS, and the EPL had 9 teams. So we actually had the most teams with the highest value. Yeah.
That is legitimately surprising.
Top 10 are mostly who you would expect. I think there's one that's an outlier. Man U, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Liverpool. That's a little high for them. They must have moved up a lot. Bayern Munich, Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Paris Saint-Germain, and then Tottenham somehow in 10th. You'd think their losing ways would drop them down, but maybe their fans who cry at their performances a lot actually buy all their stuff. So that helps it. Running at the top 15 are Juventus, Borussia Dortmund, Atletico Madrid, AC Milan, and Inter Milan. And that's when we come to the first MLS team. 16, LAFC. 17, LA Galaxy. 18, Atlanta United. Then there's French team, Italian team, Mexican team. And then Seattle Sounders sit at 22nd, valued at $725 million. So about 175 million less than LAFC. Other teams in the list from here, meaning MLS, Toronto, DC United, New York City FC, and this is only goes to 30 on this list here that I'm looking at, but number 29 is the Portland Timbers.
At least we beat them.
And 30 is West Ham. So it's kind of funny to see the Sounders. They're more valuable than Ajax, Chivas Guadalajara, Napoli, and West Ham. So MLS actually has the most clubs in it. They have 18. EPL only has 9.
Quick math. That's a third of the 50 is MLS. That's the entire globe. That's
where we have the, I guess, third most value. We're right behind La Liga. La Liga only has 4 teams to make up that value, though, and we have 18. But
I'm guessing they're all over a billion.
Yeah. So we are at the entire MLS is 11 worth 11.8 billion of the 18 teams that show up in the top.
Of the 18.
I should say. Not the entire MLS. Only one Brazilian team made it. So yeah, it's interesting.
That is interesting. I guess MLS its structure is working.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's interesting to look at the teams that are there. You've got LAFC, who is an LA team plus an expansion-ish team, right? They're newer. Mm-hmm. Traditional team in LA Galaxy. Atlanta United, another expansion-ish team. Sounders, who, you know, we've spent a decade dominating the league, so it makes sense. We used to be number one in the MLS, so we've been jumped. And then teams like Toronto, DC, New York City, FC, and Portland. So I wonder where Vancouver, if they made the top 50. I don't actually know since I can't see that. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm not surprised that we're in it. I'm just surprised that 18 of 18 MLS teams are in it for the globe. That's, like I said, legitimately surprised. But
yeah, I think it's a new, I mean, usually it's, you know, the big four or five U.S. clubs, I feel like.
Only always four? Been only four Premier League teams?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was eight or nine Premier League teams. Nine.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn you said four.
No, but four. I think it was four Spanish.
Oh,
I'd have to go back and look. But, and four from Italy.
Still, you. Anyway. Well, go MLS, I guess.
Yeah, good for us. So, you know, big news, Sounders are worth a lot, and MLS players are going to jail for being drug cartel members.
Well, I guess an actual takeaway other than being surprised would be that does bode well for obviously the league is more valuable probably than a lot of other players thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it is a single entity league, there's a lot more stability there. Getting paid. I know the players aren't worried about that in, you know, the super leagues, like Premier League and Spain, but there's still clubs in those leagues that have terrible financial situations.
Yeah.
Players not getting paid. That's not an issue here. And clearly we show that we are overall probably with that many teams for the quality of play that people expect from this league. It shows that there's good stability here. So that
yeah, MLS is not going
quality
anywhere.
Players. Yeah, and that should mean more quality players coming in from you know, that aren't 34 or 33. You know, unless it's Messi, and then he'll be older, but still.
Well, we know for sure as of today, he is leaving PSG at the end of this contract, so the end of this year.
Ooh.
There's lots of drama with he got in trouble for leaving. He's suspended from the team for leaving the team to go to Saudi Arabia. But as it turns out, he left the team to go to Saudi Arabia because they were given a 2-day vacation and his dad informed the team that they were going to go. And then they got mad that the team lost and rescinded the vacation. But Messi was already on the plane on the way to Saudi Arabia. So they're suspending him because he didn't, I guess, turn around and come right back. I don't know. It's very odd. I don't know what's going on.
Sounds like the stupidest, trivial. Like, yeah. By the way, this is Lionel Messi. You can go do whatever the hell you fucking want. Just show up on match day, please.
Yeah, I think he's suspended for a while now. So it's
yeah, wow.
It's quite interesting.
We won't do that to you, Messi.
No, come on over to Seattle. I mean, you get your choice of teams, right? I know Miami wants you, but. Wouldn't you rather play with your friend Nico?
Are they friends?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they've taken pictures together and
he's taken pictures of a lot of people.
Yeah, but then he got like videos with Messi for his son. They'd send him back to his son for his birthday when they were playing in one competition. I don't remember which one it was. So yeah, they're friends.
Oh, well.
Hoping he can use some of their influence.
Then. Well, that actually was probably not probably, that was going to be my scuttlebutt. And then there's also some topics that are Discord members. Link in the description. Join us. Yeah. That I was also going to bring up if they didn't. So I'm glad you guys did. So I think I should just get into that if you're all right with it.
Yeah.
That's, you got anything else?
Wrexham is... last episode, we talked about whether they would play in the MLS. They're actually playing LAFC, or is it LA Galaxy? They're playing one of the LA team's second team, LA2. So, coming
in
up,
what?
The cheapest ticket is $55. It's,
but in what? Just for like...
Friendly this summer.
Friendly, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Okay. So, you think summer. That they would play an MLS team just to... I guess be like part of the MLS, because they're playing Man United, so it's got to be pretty weird for them to play both Man United and then minor.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's public. It's just money. It's just, they're basically a Hollywood team.
Right? Yeah, so, I don't have a problem with it. I like it.
Yeah,
they're fun. You know, Gareth Bale's talking about coming back to play for them. You know, out of retirement, which would be super cool because he says he just wants to, you know, do well for a team in Wales. So he would go home and play.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're a Welsh team.
Yeah. LA Galaxy 2, Wrexham are playing a friendly in July at whatever their Carson Stadium, Dignity Health Sports Park. Cheapest tickets in the building are $55.
All right. Well, I'm not going.
But no, me neither.
It'll be on TV.
Yeah. And who knows? I think I've heard rumors that the Sounders are going to get to play Richmond AFC. So.
For like 1 second, I was like, I know that's just the Ted Lasso team. It's not a real team. But sometimes
they are on FIFA, though.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's get to it. Kenny Sloth 74, LAFC versus Lyon. Easiest path to the final of all time? Presumably, speaking of LAFC. Because they're MLS, and I'm just not surprised Leon's back, but LAFC is in the final. What do you think of that? Do you think it was,
it seems pretty easy. Is it the easiest
hyperbolic,
of all time?
But easy path.
Yeah, it was this year. It was the easiest path for sure. 100%. I don't know historically. I think Monterey has had pretty easy paths at times where they played because they were always like the best team. So they played a lot of like Saprissa and those teams that Sounders also would play and beat. But so this year, yeah, definitely the easiest path, especially when they got to play a minor league team instead of major league teams.
Yeah. Who's so their hardest, the toughest opponent was probably Philly, right? They played. White Caps before that, yeah. And then, I'm not even gonna pretend to pronounce it. Well, let me try. In the round of 16, LAFC played Alajuelense?
Yeah, that's the one that I didn't want to pronounce, but I believe that's correct.
Wow. Okay. Go me.
Alajuelense.
Probably still wrong, but I feel like that's a valiant effort.
It's close.
Yeah. round of 16
usually
is a team you should beat if you're MLS or La Liga quality. Whitecaps, then they played Philly. Yeah, so you basically just played a couple of MLS.
Yeah, I mean, and Philly's a good team.
Okay, and Philly's a good team.
I mean, they got a red card. And the best team. That game was over. So
yeah, probably the easiest path between the two.
Yeah,
Lyon should be there. They're a quality team, not as good as the Sounders, but
yeah, that's who we beat in the club or in the Champions League last year, right?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah,
yeah, they're not as good as us.
But
so. But maybe that means LAFC, even if they win, is not as good as us. So,
well, of course not. We beat them in the playoffs all the time.
All the time. When we make it. Next one. Combat Wombat Esquire. Even though he has confirmed he is not a lawyer, so you are still the only lawyer in our scuttlebutt world, Cameron, that we know of. And this one is what I wanted to bring up. And bear with me. I'm going to... I'll break this up, actually, because one is about Christian Roldan. Second half of it's Christian Roldan. So we'll go over this one, too, with my son, Leo Chu. Leo Chu played more than 90 minutes only once for the Sounders, and that was 120 minutes in a U.S. Open Cup match versus San Jose, if I remember correctly. What does he have to do to get a full match in league play? Is there something about his style or physique that makes him a poor candidate for playing a full 90? And I'll get into it more when we talk about the match. But he was subbed out again. Hasn't played full 90 yet. What the hell? Why is that, Cameron?
You know, someone said to me he's probably not match fit yesterday. But, I mean, why? he's practiced the whole season. Like... I honestly don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not as effective as he gets tired, and they feel like the team is more effective without him out there. That's not what I'm seeing when I watch, but I'm also not a professional soccer coach. So I don't get it. Like we said, never sub Leo off. Just leave him on. He should be doing 90. He and Christian, if he ever sees the field again, should be that's such a horrible thought, should be playing full 90 all the time, I think.
Yeah, he's clearly how effective he is with and without the ball is key for our offense right now, especially how inconsistent both the availability of our quote-unquote best 11 has been. He and Jordan Morris have been available. Jordan has missed time because of one. It was only he just didn't start because of the USA game. I think
he missed time because of USA early in the year, maybe too, but recently, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't remember that, but regardless, not for any other reason than just literally as other, yes, play for the USA.
Yeah.
So Leo Chu has been available this entire time. He's clearly been one of our best players. Like, I think that goes to probably Nico and Jordan right now, just because of what Nico's been able to do as a midfielder, and his stats are through the roof compared to everyone else in the league. But what Leo Chu does, it only benefits the other players on the field. It distracts the defense, maybe not distracts, but they have to focus on him, and there's a lot more fluidity. So when he got subbed off this last game, you clearly saw him saying, why? Why?
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, he was looking. He still did the high five. It wasn't a petulant kind of why or arms flailing or anything like that. He walked off, did the high five to whoever he was subbing on. But just hands up like, why? Why? To Schmetzer. And Schmetzer gave him a hand on the shoulder and sweet nothings in the ear, and they went on with their business, and he sat down. But he clearly didn't look tired. When you're gassed and you know you can't perform and you're not going to do anything, you kind of want to get subbed off sometimes. Like
depends on the player. Some players think they'll never admit it.
Yeah, but he didn't look gassed. You can tell if someone looks gassed, but he was still running. At least that was my eye test. So just actually, I've been waiting for it to see what his reaction is going to be when he gets subbed off the last 2 weeks. That Portland game is what ticked me off. Like, if it wasn't clear already when you listened to that episode, that was probably one of the most down episodes, even when we didn't make the playoffs. Is like that I think was what caused the collapse. You know, that was the main domino, I feel. So to do it again when we aren't winning, what the hell does he got to do?
Yeah. I don't know. It's frustrating to me. There's got to be something else going on. I think the reason they took him out at halftime of the U.S. Open Cup was to rest him for the weekend. But other than that.
That's U.S. Open Cup, right?
Right.
He was the veteran on that, starting on that team. So
him and Freddie.
But yeah, so
I don't know. It's frustrating to me, and I don't get it. But I guess we'll see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, and actually, KennySlaw74 replied to that and did say he got his ass beat a lot when he's leaving early. Lots of rough plays on a slender guy. So basically, I think what he's saying there is that he might be more beat up than he looks just because he's a slender guy and needs to get out. But
he's a lot thicker than he used to be, though. You can tell that he's beefed up from when we first got him, you know?
Yeah. And the reason I say I don't buy that is just from the eye test, especially coming off the field, standing upright, not slunched over. He's not out of breath. He's asking, why am I being subbed out? We need a goal. And he's clearly one of our best players. But, you know, I could be wrong. That's just what I'm seeing. And I'm also biased. He's my son. I want him to play. I am the drunk dad on the sideline yelling at the coach. So
yeah,
maybe you're right, Kenny. Second half of Combat Wombat is about Christian Roldan.
Yeah.
C. Roldan has been out with concussion symptoms for 3 weeks and is seeing a specialist. What rituals should I perform to ensure safe return? Burning sage? Summoning circle? And I didn't know this at first. So we found out that he was not playing just before the Portland game, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it wasn't, it's clearly was something innocuous. He didn't hit his head blatantly, in the week prior that we saw,
I think it was in practice.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, don't know exactly what happened, but the fact that it's been three weeks, and it seemed
it's not getting better. He still has symptoms.
Yeah.
Usually it's less than a week to clear concussion protocol.
It's something like five to 10 days is usually the window. Obviously, could be a lot more than that, and it's happening right now. But yeah, when it gets to 21 days,
that's worrying to me. I mean, we lost Terry Boss, our backup goalkeeper, who hit his head on the pipes when we played Manchester United.
Forgot about that.
He had to retire. That's why he retired. So I'm worried. You shouldn't still be having concussion symptoms. I hope it's just a concussion and they get it figured out.
Yeah. As far as I know, I mean, sometimes you get what's called micro concussions. And those are where you don't get symptoms, but you're still getting very like death by 1,000 cuts. That leads to severe symptoms later. He is one of the most physical, other than Ozzy, probably. He's probably the most physical sounder I can recall in the MLS era.
Yeah.
Right. He's been in shout out to Tor OG Scuttlebutt. He called him in one of our original episodes 6 years ago now a fire hydrant, and that has stuck with me because I can only imagine running into a fire hydrant and it not moving an inch and always winning. And that feels like what Christian Roldan would be if I ran into him. So he puts himself in position to do everything possible physically to win a ball, to keep possession of a ball, and he always pretty much stays upright. But I'm wondering if all that wear and tear has something to do with it. He falls down. Not that he falls down like clumsy, but he's physical. So, yeah, that is very concerning. I would say do Burning Sage and Summoning Circle.
It's frustrating. Do we have any more scuttlebutt from our listeners? Because I had one more thing.
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
With Roe, oh, this is back to Combat Wombat. With Roe and Nuhu out, what should Schmetzer do for a left back? Or should we play with no fullbacks? Sounds like a FIFA formation. Which is a legitimate question.
We could go back to three at the back.
Isn't this injury kind of stuff weird?
Yeah, I mean,
it seems like a weirder. Like, it's not just all hamstrings, like we always
no,
had.
No, yeah, it's and I don't know what you do. I mean, I've there was at training. Cody Baker was at training, so I think we're going to be starting a young player who
I was going to say I think it's him.
He did fine against a minor league team, but I think he's not. It's not like he's a star on Tacoma Defiance. He's just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that worries me, but it's against Kansas City, so maybe it shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're just a guy until they get their moment. Right? I mean, Jackson Reagan, granted he was 4 or 5 years older when he started for the Sounders.
He also was like around the league a little bit, right?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Been in Chicago and this is not a guy that will ever make it to the MLS.
I'm trying to be optimistic. Here's another one. Okay. Bryce Miller for the Mariners went from double A to starting for the Mariners.
Double A is where all the best players play, though. They usually skip triple A. But
all right, Cameron. Yes, which, Cody Baker is just a guy.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, who knows? Maybe he shows up, and that's the chance he needed.
I'm trying to be optimistic because we kind of need it.
I'm just not very optimistic because I don't know. It's just we have so many injuries. We keep subbing off Leo Chu. I don't know. I think maybe moving Alex to the left and playing like double air at right back, maybe, or Reed.
Reed Baker Whiting was playing right back.
Yeah. I think that would be what I would do, but I also don't know the drop-off. Like, will that hurt? Will it be more effective to have Alex on the right in his natural position and then just have a dude at the other position? Then it would be if you were to say, okay, let's put, Alex in his regular position. So we'll see. We got to do something though. We can sign a free agent. Someone told me Jovan Jones is available, but I was no thank you. No offense, Jovan, but no thank you.
I wonder, like, I don't think we would need to sign anybody unless there's some
Nuhu's
serious concerns with Nuhu.
Yeah, he's out. We didn't talk about this on the show already.
Not now, not tonight.
Oh no, yeah. I thought we talked about it last week, but maybe we didn't. Ryan.
No, it was just like he had a blood infection.
No, yeah. Brian Schmetzer was on Softy's show with Jackson Feltz and said that he's out, and he didn't say he's out indefinitely, but he said he has a infection that they can't figure out. They don't know what's wrong, what the infection is. They don't know what's wrong with him. And that's concerning. Like who knows?
I mean, that's terrifying.
He's in the hospital. At least he was. Oh, I don't know if he still is, but he was in the hospital. Snap. Is what I had heard. So, not from
what is going on,
Jackson or anyone else, but I'd heard that from someone familiar with the players, not in the media.
If you didn't know our record, and you didn't like no games or anything like that, just with Rui Diaz, Hebert, now Christian Roldan, Kellen Rowe getting hurt, knew who else? Did JP miss a match?
Did you say Rui Diaz yet?
JP missed a match. Yeah,
JP missed a match, but he's generally healthy. That was more. I mean, what have
we
cautionary?
We played 10 matches.
Yeah, 11.
And we probably our starting players have probably missed somewhere between like 15 and.
That's what I think it's going to come back to get us.
Oh, if it's happening at the beginning, I mean, granted, we actually have a pretty damn good record right now.
We were in first place. I don't know if we still are because LAFC is two games in hand. But our tie the other day put us in first place. Oh, so I have not seen
the most exciting thing from it. Then
what games had happened since then, if there was any midweek ones, which are, I think are less common this year, but
definitely less common. But
yeah, we still stand in first place. Above St. Louis, they're 6-1-3. We're 6-2-2. But LAFC has two games in hand, and if they were to win both of those, they would go to 24 points and be 4 points ahead of us. So,
that is true.
And look at that, Houston though. Has two games in hand. Where could they we're get first 16, in the 19? West? So they would the best they could do is second. So yeah, we are despite what was
what it feels like
one of the most boring games I've seen in a long time. In soccer, we are in first. So maybe it's the injuries that it's the nature of the injuries that worry me, that they can't figure either of them out. If
or any of them,
like, yeah. Well, I mean, they can't figure out Christian or New.
Injuries.
Like
yes, specifically yes. Those are legitimately concerning.
Injuries happen. Like people pull their hamstrings, people strain stuff, whatever. This is those two are different. Those are like. What's going to happen? And it's you can see. I mean, I would probably argue that Pete Carroll choosing to throw it instead of pass it, and I don't really believe that that was his decision. I think it was Bevels, and he just took the blame because Bevels one of the worst offensive coordinators in the history of the NFL. But you could see how that tore apart the team, and so that might ultimately be the reason for the dynasty falling apart. But I think it's more Cam Chancellor and Cliff Avril getting hurt. Mm-hmm. So. I worry that if we lose Christian, and that's me knocking on wood or particle board, probably. I don't even want to think about it. I'm just putting it out of our heads. We need, where's the summoning circle with the sage or whatever. Let's make this happen now because, I tweeted it out. We are mediocre and look uncreative without Christian in the game.
Yeah, unless something else happens, right? There's obviously solutions, but we can get into
that. But we haven't seen those yet. All we've seen is a huge loss at Portland where we look good, but then we look pedestrian, obviously. And then one goal against Minnesota that was real boring. That game probably should have ended as a tie. And then another game that ended as a tie where we had no business scoring a goal either. So, well, let's get to the game before we get into it. But I'm at the point where, like, I don't know where we're going to be able to find players to just help us win.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to that. We went from playing a team last week, being Minnesota, that can't seem to beat us, to a team that we can't seem to beat in Sandy. and that is Real Salt Lake. So let's talk a little bit about that and then what's going on this upcoming Sunday. We're playing SKC.
Yeah. So did you, were you, you didn't watch the game live, right? You had to watch it later.
Sorry, Cameron. I would like to listen to some music first.
Oh.
Like you do every single episode ever.
Let's do it.
All right, now that my favorite song is done, what were you saying?
Oh, did you watch the game live, or were you unfortunately, fortunately, because Gracie's awesome, on daddy duty?
I was not live. I did watch it later, mainly because, one, I'm watching the Kraken.
Mm.
Two, I'm watching my Lakers. Mm. Also in the playoffs, I played the exact same frickin' night. That's, like, that's, okay, I won't get into it, but yay, we have NHL.
You should just be Clippers fan. Root for a real team.
Don't you ever say that to me again. But anyway, long story short, lots of sports to watch. So I was available to watch sports live, but knowing that the Sounders aren't in any playoff situation right now, I'm prioritizing my playoff games first. So I watched Lakers, then Kraken, then Sounders, then fell asleep to the Mariners. So,
and just for clarity for our listeners, he's saying in his watching order. That doesn't mean that last weekend the Sounders played at the same time.
Correct. I find my moment to myself at around 8:30 and get to start watching my sports. So congested weekend to watch it. So I didn't watch it live. No. Yep. Long story short.
if you didn't have this podcast, I would have told you to skip it. Because to me, it was just. It was the kind of game we see there. I think Fry had some great saves. I think my eyes tell me he's lost a stat, but I've also heard yesterday that there's a stat that his expected goals against is significantly higher than his goals against. So he is making saves on goals that should be going in.
And I was about to say that also, how many shutouts has he had now in 10 games? Like 6 or 7 shutouts?
Yeah, something like that. I know he had
so a lot of that has to do with the defense as well, but defense usually has the keeper telling them where to be and position themselves. So tons of credit goes to Stefan Fry. He's having a wonderful season. It's just the eye test he's had more oopsie poopsies. Than he normally does.
But
I think the fact that they were getting so many shutouts is inflating that stat. And I don't mean that in a...
But he's making great saves in those games. He's saving...
Yeah.
Because it's expected goals. He's saving goals that should be going in regardless.
Correct. Yes.
I think I agree with you. And also it's things like he used to be able to catch balls and some of them that he used to catch, he's now punching away that then leads to an easy goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not happening all the time, but it has happened. So visually it just looks like he's lost a step, but the stats don't bear that out. So I'm not sure where the disconnect is in my mind on that, but it's clearly there.
The result is still quality, even though the path to it is probably a little more fumbly. Like you said, he's punching things out instead of catching them.
Mm.
This game, his distribution was actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
However, he's had, I think, some of his. He's definitely dropped a little bit in his distribution this year than what I can recall from years past.
Which, yeah, but he also used to be terrible when he first joined us. He was horrendous at distribution. So he's done such an amazing job since he first came to Sounders and growing.
That's Dutra.
Yeah, of course. That's
got to be Dutra, of course, too, right?
He used to kick balls. We would never win a goal kick, whether he kicked it when he kicked it down the field, which is why I think they changed to him often, rolling it to a defender. Mm-hmm. And then he's grown as he's been able to do that. And you can tell that it's changed his game a lot. I guess Tommy Dutra, you're right, is a genius.
Yeah. So I guess we're saying Stephen Fry is probably the most exciting part of the whole match, of this match. I agree with you. And I listened to the post game with our buddy Jackson and Danny Jack. Jackson and Danny Jackson.
Yeah, Danny Jackson.
I've never
and Jackson
actually Fry. Just said it. Yeah, I never.
Jackson really said and Jackson.
Jackson and Jackson. They thought it was a pretty damn exciting match. I believe that they know more than I do, especially Danny Jackson. No offense, other Jackson. But I did not see. I honestly, granted, I had already watched two whole professional sporting events, and I have a lot of dad tiredness now. Once it hits about 10 o'clock, and if I'm sitting, I might start dozing. But I legitimately was dozing. I had to, like, restart that match a few times.
Yeah.
Watched it in entirety, but it took me longer than 90 minutes. But, yeah. Not lethargic, but just not. No je ne sais quoi. You lived in France.
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
It wasn't that special and something, granted, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And granted, we know we don't have our best lineup out there, but that's been our MO this whole season. And we've had four or five real good dominating games.
What did you think of the lineup?
Look like another class. I was okay with it. Let's go over it actually real quick. We might as well.
Yeah. Fry, obviously a goalie. And then Rowe, Reagan, Yamar, and Alex in the back. And then who we got at center defensive mid?
We got JP and Rusnak.
Yep.
JMO on the right, Ladero in the middle, Leo Chu on the left, Aber up top. So I wouldn't do much different here. Kellen Rowe was an obvious. I think we expected that in the last episode. I think what we were talking about was Jordan up top and Rusnak on the right. And
yeah, that's what I like.
Atencio if he was healthy or Obed. Or, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't upset when I saw this because Hébert did have, you know, quality two games to start, but then he was injured. And when he came back, since he's been back, he hasn't looked great. He doesn't look bad. He just hasn't been. Isn't,
and that's it. There's not that little something that
he hasn't scored four goals in a match.
Yeah,
up top, and Jordan Morris has.
But that's like, I would have liked to see Rusnak play on the right and Obed or Atencio in the back. Obed is available, and I think it would help him because he's about to go out for the Club World Cup.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Youth under 20 Club World Cup in Argentina. And Danny Leyva's on the bubble for that team too, it looks like. So unlikely that he'll make it, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
He'd be a Rapids player, unfortunately.
Exactly. But to have two of our youth playing in the Club World Cup for them.
Whatever it was. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe it'd be good to Obed to get the minutes. But yeah,
I
just don't know why we're messing with what worked. Great. That's my problem. Exactly. It worked with Jordan up top. Why aren't we doing that again? That's my problem. And maybe it's because we're playing different teams and it wouldn't work. I don't get it, though.
I don't want us to react to other teams. I do believe in our coaching staff. We will criticize them on their decisions that they make, but that's normal. We're still sitting top of the West, flabbergasted still. But I still believe in our coaching staff, and I believe in our players. We are a damn good team, and when you have a forward scoring 4 goals in a match, keep him at forward.
Yeah.
Like, that's not rocket science. Why are we moving him around? And the fact is he's been up top since then, just not consistently. Like, I just don't get it. And then, yeah, subbing off Leo Chu makes no sense to me. Rusnak is a better player when he's more attacking. He is well above average as a center, or even on the defensive side of things and pivoting with a more defensive minded midfielder like JP. I think that is a really good pairing, especially when you have the prowess ahead of them. But when you don't, move him up. When we have Obed and Atencio who can step in there, Obed didn't start, but came in, which is even harder. He came into a final and helped us to 3 goals. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't new territory for him. We're playing Real Salt Lake, a team that we demolished at home. We scored, 2 goals, but it could have been 5 or 6. So, like, the talent's out there. I just don't get it. And the fact that we're sitting where we are on the table, it's crazy to be this down. It feels weird.
Yeah, right.
The injuries feel weird. The negative feelings I feel towards the decision making, the lineups, that I feel like we are two or three wins on the season so far, when really we're probably having one of our best first 10 games ever, with in terms of defense and record. Right, we've given up 5 goals, 4, 6 goals.
I mean, I think 7 or 8, but it was 4 in the one game.
Seven.
Yeah, we've been up 7.
So less than a, if you're giving up less than a goal per match, that is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. And the shutouts, and we're barely giving up goals except for Portland.
We're 1 point off the supporter shield behind New England and Cincinnati.
So why are we freaking out?
I think our on-field play just has not reflected that record. And I mean, I'm not one who actually thinks we should win on the road generally. I think we should win at home and tie on the road, unless they're a really bad team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a point at Salt Lake is not a problem. It's just it wasn't pretty in the process, and it didn't seem we had any creativity to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe we need to do something to change stuff up. That's what I think. I don't know what that is.
Well, why don't we dissect that a little bit as we go into our next match on Sunday against Sporting KC. Hopefully, I said this last week, I really hope that Peter Vermees still has a job and they still haven't won when they come here, because I want to fire Peter Vermees.
Yeah, I mean, you may get your wish. That's the big hope right now, right?
Mm-hmm. So, where do you want to start? Do you want to start on how do you think this match will go? Do you want to do a lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I think the lineup will be the same as last week, although I wish it were the other way. I mean, what are you thinking?
Oh, I absolutely would be furious if it's the same as last week. I mean,
obviously not Rowe. And thankfully, Rowe is only out.
That's why I'd be furious.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy. He'd be on a wheelchair.
I think they said, 6 to 8 weeks for him, which is great, because the way that knee looked, it looked like it could have been
an ACL tear or an MCL tear, which would have been a year.
I didn't think that because, and I won't say it was the exact same, but it felt, the way it looked was exactly how it felt when that happened to me playing public. It was on turf. They're on grass there, but anyway, I came straight down on my left leg, jumped up, trying to head the ball, came straight down on my left leg, but I was also moving kind of laterally, my momentum was, and it totally buckled. It totally buckled, and I freaked, and I went right to the ground. Took like 5 minutes off, got to halftime, and then I was like, I'm gonna try to play through this, and I immediately rolled my right ankle, compensating. So I was just a cripple after that. But the way he straight leg to the ground made me feel like, because it just recently happened to me, just like 4 months ago, that severely sprained. But you never know.
I mean, his knee moved in weird ways, though. That's what freaked me out.
I know. I just, my mental recall went right to what happened to me, and I was out for like 3 weeks. But I'm also an optimist, so I'm like, I hope he's not hurt. So great news that he's not. So beyond that, he's not available. I do think it's going to be, what was it, Cody Baker?
Yeah.
By the way, the names of that we've seen from our youth, I've like never seen before. Was it Rockworth?
Yeah, something Roth. What's his name? Roth Rock or something. Yeah.
Roth Rock.
I mean, that's the thing. Tacoma Defiance completely was a new team from last year. There was only a few returning players.
Yeah, so there's him. There's Double Air, and Baker, Reed Baker Whiting, and then Cody Baker, right? It's Cody Baker?
Yep, but Cody Baker Whiting, as they called him on the U.S. Open broadcast.
Well, I pretty much almost did. So I actually do think we see him. So we have someone that's been playing the position consistently, and see it. Roll it out. Make everything else a little more firm. You know, you got Alex. So have him, Reagan, Yamar, Alex, JP. No, he's on yellow card accumulation. He's out. So this will be Atencio probably, or Obed.
Yeah.
Rusnak, Ladero, put Double Air on the right. He had a great game. He's played for a youth. He's got a lot of MLS minutes. We're at home.
I'd like Sporting to see it. I don't think we're going to do it. I think Brian's going to stick with his guys the way he did. And you only.
I'm not talking about what Brian does because I don't believe in what he does. Right now. Even though I said I believe in our coaching, this is what I believe we should fucking do.
Okay.
All right. But he's got the youth energy. He's a quality player. He's a good little dude. So I want him on the right. He's coming off a U.S. Open Cup game where he had an assist from his ass and a goal. Get him some fucking minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Check mark explicit. By the way, Jackson Feltz, all of your Sounders FC weeklies shows explicit. So that seems kind of weird. Because you don't swear.
You know Jackson, he swears live on KJR all the time. Yeah. That is bizarre. Someone's uploading it wrong.
Yep. Anyway, so I think that leads to me going to Jordan up top, because that absolutely has to happen. Go with what you know works and stop shifting like the spine of our offense. Like that, this tuberculosis is pissing me off. Like, Hebert is the best forward sub in MLS probably.
Mm-hmm.
When we're healthy, it's either Jordan or Raul up top. From what we've seen so far this year, what works, that is what we need. When Jordan and Raul are healthy together, then we can talk about what that lineup might look like. But clearly that doesn't seem to be happening. Yeah. So it's Jordan up top. Raul needs to show that he's able to play. Leo Chu on the left. I said Ladero, right?
Yep.
Okay. So really the only thing is JP's only out because of yellow card accumulation, so put Obed there. I want Obed other than I really like Atencio. He's got the size. He can fight.
He's been playing great this season.
Man, he has been playing great.
I mean, you could start both of them and put Rusnak on the right.
That is true. The thing is, I think you need more experience in that area of the field. Then, granted, they are.
None of our defenders do their job. But yes.
Yes and no. I don't see a lot of Obed's really good. He doesn't have Rusnak's vision and distribution that Rusnak can do.
That's true.
From pressure. He can do it when he's got three or four steps and he can put his chin up. Rusnak can pretty much no look a 30-yard pass.
So what?
And his depth moves against like the pressure is incredible. He can turn out at almost everything. So I think that is what really can unlock the next layer. Yeah. So I think he needs to be there when you have another youth. Now, if it's JP back there, yes, put Rusnak on the right and then Obed or Atencio. But they need to have some.
So what is your predicted score? And keep in mind, it's not your predicted score with your lineup. It's a predicted score with who you think is going to actually be in those positions.
Well, I don't think Double A will start. I do think Cody Baker will be there, which means this is going to be a lot closer than we expect, and I think we're going to have a really frustrating episode. I think they're going to score first. Oh, no. I really do. Because I don't think Jordan will be up top either. In fact, what if they put Jordan on the right and Hebert up top?
That's what they're going to do.
I think like Jordan's of the three positions, that's his worst position. Shit, dude. I think we might lose 2-1 or tie 2-2.
Wow.
And I'll be there. I'll be there this Sunday.
I'll be there too.
And I think I'm going to bring my daughter.
Ooh, good.
So that means we better do what I say and do my lineup so we can win 4-0 and fire Vermees. But I do think we're still going to go in there with this air of I don't think there's a lot of confidence because I don't feel it. And that there's this general consensus that I feel from our fan base and our community. And it's like, this doesn't feel real. The record doesn't feel real because of what we're seeing. The injuries are weird. So that's got to be a little unsettling for the team, especially Christian and Nuhu, to just kind of be unavailable. Without JP, I like Rusnak's skills, but he's gonna have to do a hell of a lot, and Ladero really needs to do what he's been doing.
Yeah, and I don't think they use
forward Rusnak. Pressure.
They don't use Rusnak the way he should be used all the time. But that being said, we heard your prediction. I am agreeing with you that Abar is going to start up top. I think Cody Baker is going to struggle on the left, but I think they'll have one of the two center defensive mids stay back more, which usually they do, but I think it'll be way more. And then you will have, because you saw Obed going on runs on the right, like he got that assist the last home match, right? So when they had another secondary assist, it was the...
Oh, it was a second. I was like, couldn't have been a primary assist, but...
No, he had a primary assist, and the secondary assist was to... what's his name? Nico. But we're playing...
What's his name? That guy.
We're playing Kansas City, so I'm going to say 4-0 Sounders. I think our inability to move the ball around in a dangerous way in the final third will be made up for by the fact that we are playing the worst team in the league. The team with the worst odds in Vegas to win the MLS Cup.
Well, Obviously, I certainly hope you're right. And this is the rare episode where our predictions are completely
backwards,
opposite of of what we normally do.
Yeah.
I went actually probably realistic.
I'm realistic. I think Kansas City's that bad, and I think we're going to end Vermees' career.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
We're going to do it for Siggy.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we bring it into port then?
I think so. Where can they find you on the interwebs there, Aaron?
On the interwebs, you can Google Aaron Lingley, and you'll probably find my Twitter handle, at AaronLingley. How about yourself?
I am at Legal Minded Punk on Instagram, Twitter, probably some other places. I just named my new GoPro Legal Minded Punk. Not to be confused with my other one, which is named Grendel, which is my DJ name that I've had since 1999.
You name your GoPros?
Yeah, because otherwise they'd just be named My GoPro, and I wouldn't know which was which.
Oh, well, I get it.
I'm not like...
I thought you meant like a label maker.
This is Legal Minded Punk. Oh, hello, Legal Minded Punk. Like... You know what I named my car? No, I don't even name
it. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. Okay, yeah, all right.
So, all right, well, I think we should have James take it away.
James, take us away.
Take me away.
You can follow the Sounders Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time?
Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally and irrefutably the best MLS team of all time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.